then how much you told the patient, that was another thing. This particularly showed up in the surgical specialties, where patients would need to have explanations of why they needed an operation or some medical intervention. And I remember we felt that we shouldn't tell the patients too much. One had to speak to perhaps a relative, a responsible relative, but not tell the patient. And that was rather strange. And it did seem strange to us as well. And sometimes there were some very nasty things that had to be told. But on the whole, the patients were shielded from these. And perhaps a wife or a husband, a spouse, a parent, somebody else would be told. And then they had the task of dealing with it and somehow transmitting to the patient what they had to do, but not actually worrying them with a bad prognosis and such things, and trying to answer patients' questions. But patients didn't seem to ask questions then. They didn't seem to feel that it was their place to ask. They were afraid to ask, perhaps. But one or two of our teachers did have a rather brutal approach, and perhaps it was a reaction to this not telling the patient. They obviously felt that the patient should know, but they didn't know how to transmit the information, and would say, I'm afraid you've got cancer of the bowel and you've only got a few months to live, and that would be it. And we thought that was quite dreadful, but that was the way at the time. Others put it in a slightly different way, but I remember we often had discussions about this among ourselves and thought it was really not something we were happy about at all.
Do you think that patients with diabetes would have been warned about the possibility of future complications?
I'm not quite sure that the whole range of future complications was realised at that time. I certainly don't remember patients being warned that about the extreme seriousness in the long term. They would be told that they might have short-term complications, or they might have diabetic coma, or hyperglycemia. They would be warned about those. But I don't remember fundal examination at all, or neurological examinations.
Can you remember any chiropodist being around, or any eye examinations taking place?
If there were, I'm afraid I don't remember if there were.